We pray that you wake us up, that we are ready when you come. Praise the Lord for all reminders. I was so impressed. Peter really drew such an image of the precious faith that we all received for the entrance into the kingdom. Have you seen this picture? It is good to see the verses, to have this vision, how he encouraged the saints. Yeah, there was the seat and the goal, the entrance into the kingdom. And what is needed for that? And it's so good to have this in front of our eyes. We should not kind of keep it as knowledge or doctrine. Yeah, something in our hearts. Be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. Then you will never stumble and you will have entrance abundantly. If you do this, entrance will be supplied to you abundantly. That someone says that, who has a history with the Lord. That's what you can see in the next verses that we just read. He has such a burden for the saints that they also make it, that they don't give up anywhere. It's so precious that Peter writes it, because he had many experiences. He made many mistakes. He really fell a lot of times. He denied the Lord 3 times. I'm not sure if I would continue after that. But the Lord raised him up, because he brings him through this lesson, these lessons into his kingdom. And because Peter had these experiences from the Lord. Yeah, that's why he encouraged the saints to be diligent. No matter whether you fall or if you make a mistake, we want the entrance abundantly. We want to gain this reward that the Lord brings us to the goal. You notice when you read these verses that they're on the last stretch, the last kilometer, that they don't give up or get lazy and fall asleep. Yeah, be diligent to the end. Yeah, in verse 12 to 15, he reminded the saints. Yeah, I remind you, yeah, to wake you up through reminder. We often need reminders, especially if you are going to work in this time. You are influenced by the thoughts, yeah, or you read the news, yeah. Or your colleagues make plans for 2030. Sometimes you think the same way, but it's good to have a reminder the Lord is coming soon. It's very precious. The Lord is coming soon. Our daughter is named Maranatha with her second name. Every time I'm reminded... Yeah, and one sister wrote, she continues to cry because the Lord hasn't been here yet. every time she cries, the Lord reminds me, why aren't you here yet? We need reminders. Otherwise, you live in the circle of life, in this daily cycle. Yeah. Reminders. In an old man, we don't like to be reminded. If we forget something, or I come late and someone tells me, and that's the old man who doesn't like that. This where you can test how do you react to that. Am I empty in the spirit that I receive this reminder, this admonishment? Or do I have a hard time? There's so many verses in Proverbs that are admonishing, correcting, reminding. Proverbs 13:1. A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. In Peter, there are also scoffers. They don't listen to the correcting. But this reminder that the Lord is coming soon is so healthy. To not harden our heart. Just because you heard it before, you have been in the faith for a long time. Yeah, it's a danger to abstumpfen, become dull. Yeah. Lord, give me a heart that can receive it, this reminder, because it should wake us up fully. It's stupid to not accept it. Peter knew he doesn't have much time left, that he has to, is going to the Lord soon. What does he say? Okay, I've run the race. I've experienced a lot. I enjoy and look back what the Lord has shown me. I want to be diligent that you are able. Yeah, that while after my decease. Yeah, that's such a love for the saints. His diligence was just, I want to do it, make it myself. Yeah, he was diligent that you can make it. What an example. It goes together. If I'm lazy, I won't encourage anyone. But if I'm diligent, that is a sign of this brotherly love, that I have a burden to draw the others with me. Yeah, no matter what age we are. That, yeah, diligent that you can make it. We know in our daily life we're so entangled in the things of this world. We have our daily duties. How often do we remember, I want to have abundant entrance? In different words, how do you realize that you're awake? Luke says, yeah, let your be girded and let your lamps burn. That's when your lamps burn. And the sleeping, yeah, he wants to awake us fully. If I'm not woken up fully, He wants to stir us up. It's not that I don't read the word. When I put my lamp under the bed, when I put the lamp under the bushel, then it can shine. Yeah, that's when I slumber. Yeah, the bushel is a measure for volume. It can distract you that you forget, what is my goal? What do I live for? And I realized the bushel, or put it under the bed. And no one puts on a lamp and puts it in a corner, in a hidden corner. Do you put your lamp into a corner? It's so good to be reminded to not put your lamp into the corner or under the bushel, but to be diligent. Yeah, to make a list. What does it mean? Yeah, is it a list that is in a corner and I take it out on Sundays? That's not good. Let us remind ourselves, or we in the family, we need to remind each other. Where's your lamp? Is it in the corner or is it on the lampstand? The next few verses, he talks about himself. It talks about how the Lord appeared to them on the Mount of Transfiguration. That's a precious experience. That they did not follow cunningly devised fables. Not someone thought of something. But it is the word of God that the Lord himself gave. When you read this part in Matthew, how the Lord took the three disciples up the mount and he's transfigured before them and his face shone like the sun. Then Peter just said what came to his mind. And then the Father came. This is my beloved Son. How's their reaction? The reaction is that they fall down and they fear. That's healthy. When we see the Lord, it's not a loose thing. Hallelujah, I saw the Lord. Then I haven't really seen the Lord. But they had a fear of God. And this fear helps you to stay awake. This appearance. Not all the disciples had this. He didn't take all the 12 of them. It was just the three of them. Why? Because the Lord wanted to equip them specifically. But then he says, verse 19, concerning us. Verse 19. And so we, 16 to 18, it's about the apostles. We also have to have this attitude, Lord, we want to see you. We also need such experience that we can see the Lord in his majesty. Yeah, I don't want to say, oh, it's just for them. We also have to have such a vision of the Lord, especially in this time. How shall everything end well? But we have to see the Lord. That we can be eyewitnesses of his majesty. that the Lord, yeah, carries everything. That's through His word. That's so majestic. We need to have such a fear, such a respect. The Lord doesn't want to bring us up to a mountain physically, but we have verse 19. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed. As the three disciples had a fear of God when they were with the Lord and heard the voice, that's such an attitude when we come to the word. We have the prophetic word, which you do well to heed as a light. What is the word for us? When does it become a lamp, a light? For many who read the word, what is it for us? Is it just letter and teaching? Or is it a light that shines? How often does it shine in me? When I spend time with the Lord in the Word, when I just look for what does this mean and that, and I read the verses, and think in my mind about it, is it a lamp? Will you be ready for the coming of the return of the Lord? When I talk to people, am I going to shine? The Lord said, in Him is life, and the life was the light of man. The prophetic word is not just for our curiosity. What's going to happen after in Revelation? It's good to know, but it should make our lamp shine. It's good to not just know the letter, but to be diligent with the, not just know about virtue, but I need the reality. Give me the life. If we just know the word in 2 Peter, according to the teaching, then we are like the Pharisees. We are like, on the outward it looks good. They seem righteous on the outwardly, but inside it's bad. It's a light that shines in a dark place. The dark place, first of all, is the world. It's dark. And praise the Lord, He put on a light in us. And it should shine through us. Why does this list start here? Because it's something you can see. Virtue, it doesn't help to make a presentation about virtue. It's something you can see. And all these characteristics, self-control, godliness, brotherly love, that is something that shines. And this lamp shines in us, in our mind. And it shows us the way until the Lord comes. Peter didn't know, or he had a sense that he won't see this day because his time was ending. But he wanted the saints that they will run this last part. Yeah, you have the prophetic word, so pay attention to it. When it's dark, there is a lamp. Yeah, to do everything that the lamp doesn't go out. Pay attention that it stays bright. Lord, we have to pay attention to His speaking. I don't want to warm up something 50 years ago. But Lord, what are you speaking today? If we only have 2 years. Yeah, we have to pay attention to this lamb. And not just sometimes think of it. Yeah, that doesn't... How does it look like to pay attention? Take heed, yeah. In verse 5, it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your..." Yeah, and these words shall be in your heart. And you shall teach your children, and you shall speak of it. Just once in the meeting, you should talk about it. It says, when you are in your house, and when you are on the way, in Deuteronomy 6:4, if you lie down, then speak of the word. If you lie down, then remember that the Lord comes, and be diligent. And when you rise up, that's Deuteronomy 6:7, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. That is a man that pays attention to the word. We have to have such daily working with the word. Yeah, that you, when you get up, it's not like, oh, there's so many things to do. Yeah, Lord, I want to be diligent for the entrance into the kingdom. Yeah. We're in 2 Peter. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:20 and 21. It's so healthy. Like the three apostles who had the fear of God, who heard the voice of the Lord. That's how we should deal with the word. Then we loosely talk about the word. But they spoke from God. And this will of men, the false prophets, or the teachers who just talk something, it's good to have this basis. Where does the word come from? It is the word of God. It's not something we take a verse and kind of make it something. Our own will, we had some fellowship about it when we prepared. Peter had his, he wasn't so conscious of his own will. He was like, he didn't have notice. It was from his own love. Yeah, to kind of pay attention, take heed to the prophetic word, to search our will. And the word that the Lord gives us, it will be pure. And then it can bring fruit. Let us take heed to the reminders, admonishment, that we don't give up on the last part of the way, that we are stirred up and put the lamp on the lampstand and take diligence to pay take heed to the lamp.